Members of the jury, we the plaintiff have shown that Joe Jackson should undeniably be allowed to return to school. We have heard from numerous witnesses that he is an excellent student and very popular within the school. Allow me to let you think for a moment of what potential he has, where he could be in 5 or 10 years' time if he continues with his education as he has thus far. And now let me draw your mind to what would happen if his expulsion continued. His marks would clearly slip from the pressure of moving educational environments, and it will take him years to build friendships like the ones he has here, potentially causing him to become shy and introverted, and almost definitely causing his academic performance to fall dramatically. Such potential, wasted because of one small mistake. Can you really believe that it is a just decision? Furthermore, think of what Joe Jackson could now bring to the school. The whole school is now fully aware of his bullying from Spike Jones, and Joe Jackson has said he is willing to use his new position in the spotlight to start a campaign to improve citizenship within the school and the wider community. Imagine how many lives could be impacted by such a campaign, and how effective it would be led by someone with a story as emotionally engaging as that of Joe Jackson. In conclusion, we can say, without a doubt, that it would in fact be a crime in itself not to allow Joe Jackson to return to Andrew Middle School, allowing him to not only fulfil his true potential, but also to improve the community around him.